if they were going to saw, they called that a...
Mm-hmm. Now suppose a carpenter was going to saw some planks.
Saw horse. Yeah.
Never knew there was a difference till I came around here. Now if I wanted to get the hair out of my eyes, I might use a comb, but I might also use a...
brush.
And a man would sharpen his straight razor on a...
razor strop.
And if he would go hunting, he'd probably better take along several... for the gun.
Shells.
That do for
a shotgun. Yeah.
But for a rifle, you'd better take some...
bullets, I guess, for a rifle. I'm not too much in the gun business. Well, my husband never went hunting.
I never have either.
No.
Would you say better take some...
cartridge be for a revolver, I guess. Of course, maybe be for a rifle, too. I don't know.
Okay. Now, the children used to have, they take a long board and they put it over a saw buck or horse or something.
Seesaw.
Yeah. Okay.
The more common teeter-totter.
Which would be,
teeter-totter, I think, is a little older.
They used to call them seesaw?
Yeah. They call them older.
Probably.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You ever, any other homemade toys that children would ride on? Sometimes they go around a circle. Do you ever take a long plank and tie a rope at each end?
A swing.
Uh-huh. Or even a longer one. And they, do you have a juggling board?
No.
How about a flying Jenny? Do they use that around here?
Never heard of one.
Merry-go-round?
Well, they used to make these little homemade merry-go-rounds.
What did they look like? Were they very big? Or?
Well, not too big. Big enough for, maybe three or four children.
Okay, and they'd go around a circle.
Mm-hmm.
Just be planks. It wouldn't be any horses on them or
anything
like that. All right, you carry coal into the fire in a container called a...
Well, we used to call it a coal bucket.
Yeah, that's what we used
some to. Some, I'd call them coal hoods. Huh?
Yes. Yeah, it's called a coal bucket.
Alright. And if you want to carry something, some heavy stuff, maybe dirt, from one end to another of the yard, you take the thing that has a wheel on the front.
A wheelbarrow.
Alright. Now, if a farmer wanted to sharpen his scythe, and he didn't want to, he wanted to do it out in the field, he might get his...
whetstone.
And if he could go clear back to the barn, he might sharpen it on a... Or what do you use?
Grindstone. That was years and years back.
Grindstone. Well,
now he used it. Yeah. Now he uses an emery wheel.
Emery wheel.
That's run by electricity.
Oh, yes. Now, if the axle was greasing, you might say, well, you'd better, your axle, you'd better...
Grease the axle.
And after you fry eggs in the morning in your skillet, you might say that your skillet is very
greasy. I guess. Uh-huh. Greasy.
Oh.
You can draw a line from the Mason-Dixon line for this one. Greasy north, greasy south.
Oh.
Well, tell somebody immediately.
Oh, greasy and greasy.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
greasy.
We always say greasy.
So am I. Now, before electricity, for lamps, for light, you'd probably use what kind of...
kerosene. Some said coal oil, but we never...
No, we don't say kerosene.
Alright. Now, until the last 5 or 6 years, when you had a flat tire, you had to have your something patched in the tire.
Yeah, inner tube patched.
Now, if you want to go fishing on a river, you probably wouldn't go out in a canoe. You'd go out in a...
rowboat.
And in the East, where they build these great big ocean liners. They have a big ceremony sometimes. They christen the boat, and then they send it down the plank. They call it,
launch the boat.
Okay. If I handed you these papers, and then I asked you for them, you'd say, here.
Here are the papers, or give me the papers, or...
Alright. You might pick up a baby and jostle him a little bit, and his mother gets frightened. And you want her to know that you aren't going to hurt the baby, so you say, I'm going to hurt the baby. She's afraid you're going to hurt the baby when you're jostling.
Yeah.
No.
I won't hurt the baby.
And suppose I would pick up the baby and do that, and you want to tell the mother that I'm not going to do that either. You'd say,
he won't.
Or then you might say, they won't.
They won't.